Welcome, non-Patreons
and Patreons who are listening to the free version.
Of course,
you can. You can do both. Though the premium episodes are way better,
way better. Recently, I got naked in the booth for the last one. We didn't even tell anyone. Just
or something.
So
the recording booth.
Day 10. So, wonderful. Well, fuck it, Greece.
Wonderful. Well, fuck it.
How was last night's mystery night for you?
My skin turned inside out.
That's fucking disgusting. Jesus Christ.
I had to.
There is something wrong with your mind.
I had to rest my lungs on the Bar Height Peninsula in my kitchen until my skin returned back to the normal setting.
That's horrible. So I had something kind of weird and pleasant, which, just to get away from that horrifying imagery for a second. All the shoe shiners of the city of Halifax just showed up at my door demanding to shine all of my shoes. I have like one pair of boots and like some sneakers, but they all kind of lined up.
Did they shine you?
You do look
glossy.
I got a little jealous, so I put my feet in the shoes and let them shine while I was sitting there. Yeah, it took hours. It was great. I watched some Golden Girls.
I'll be honest, yours is less graphic than mine.
Yeah. You don't have to be honest. You can just be like, it's quite apparent. Yeah. You don't have to point it out. It's been pointed out.
And it was deeply painful or traumatic for everyone. So
just for you, really, I'm guessing. Yeah, your family, maybe, yeah.
Daddy, what's happening?
You had to throw out a rug.
What?
You had to throw out a rug.
You had to throw out a rug because, oh God.
It's turned inside out on a rug.
That's so fucking crusty.
Anyway, and tonight is the night of thread, which we'll go into more detail later.
Okay.
It's
the night. No, I remember what. It's not the night of thread. Metal thread is part of it.
Yeah, well, that's not my shortened version of it.
The night of thread. Okay. It's a little bit more descriptive than that.
We'll go into that detail later. It's fine.
Okay, fine. Okay, yeah, fine. Okay. Open up today's door. Day 10. Door.
Okay. Yeah. So this door is a trap door.
Whoa. Okay.
Don't fall down.
Yep. And where did that come from?
It's called the goose from hell.
The shit that you find, man. So it's amazing.
Remember we did an episode about all the crazy animals that existed in Canada when humans first moved?
I remember that episode.
When humans crossed the land bridge in the Baltic Sea.
There was the giant bear. What was it called?
The short-faced bear.
That's right. Yeah.
Just giant tree sloth.
Blows my mind that I remember that, because that means I'm learning about history, which is never something that I've done before, and it's thanks to this fucking ridiculous podcast.
It's because it's fun.
I'm actually learning.
You're learning
shit
through the medium of fun.
Yep.
So have you ever heard of Hesperornis?
No. Is that like a type of insulation?
No, Hesperornis was Canadian geese are famous for being aggressive, mean.
Yeah, they're dicks.
There's so many videos online of people running away from them.
Nobody understands. They're just assholes.
Very assholes. Assholes.
Hey, assholes.
I was going to do it, but you did it better. You got to shake your fist in the air.
Get away from my eggs.
That's a Canada goose.
That's great. Your Canadian accent's getting better by the minute, buddy. That's
I'll pack you in the dick.
So, Hesperornis was basically, imagine Canadian geese are aggressive. They're beautiful animals, but they're aggressive, they're territorial. They don't care who you are. They don't care what your pay grade is or what qualifications you've got. They'll attack
you. They just want to attack you.
They don't even care if you've got a gun. Because they don't know what a gun is. They'll just attack you. So Hesperornis was kind of like a nightmare prehistoric goose.
A prehistoric motherfucking goose.
Nightmare goose.
A prehistoric nightmare goose.
That was 5 feet tall.
Jesus. What?
And its fossils have been found across
Canada. I swear to
God,
you make up half this shit. Hesperornis. There's no way. There's no fucking way this is real.
So Hesperornis zoomed.
Do you have a photo? Can I see?
I'll show you. Let me read it to you first, and then I'll reveal. It zoomed through the seas 90 million years ago to catch prey.
It what?
It would zoom through. It was like
zoom.
It would zoom through the sea. So basically, it couldn't fly, but it was like a torpedo. It was like an amped up penguin with teeth.
Jesus.
It was built. Yes, it was built like a torpedo. It was long and thin. It could slice through water. It had dozens of small teeth. So it was kind of one of those. It was a dinosaur bird. So it had a beak with teeth. If you see what I mean.
Yeah. This is going to give me fucking nightmares.
So it evolved from a dinosaur. It had huge eyes so it could see deep in deep water. And it was covered with like lenses that like we would let it see under the water too. And it was, that was the thing that made it quite different from modern birds, but it did have teeth. So I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Hesperornis.
Jesus. Oh nice? My God. It's like a black, it's like, are you familiar with venom?
Yeah.
It's like a goose was venom. He's yeah, even like got a like venom a kind of like weird white spider stripes on his chest sort of thing.
Yeah, it got bored with Tom Hardy and it moved on to a Canada goose.
That's essentially what it looks like, yes.
I hope it's better written.
Yeah, right? Seriously. I watched Let There Be Carnage the other night. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I really like who plays Carnage? What's his name? Woody Harrelson.
He's
one of my favorite actors.
He's fantastic. Yeah, but like
I kind of felt like it didn't. I don't know.
It. I'm a big fan of Spider-Man. I like Venom. I like Carnage, and it felt like they kind of.
This sounds like every other podcast when I'm talking about superheroes.
Right. Yeah, but it just kind of felt like they glossed over it. Like, okay, here's the fight between Venom and Carnage. Credits. Like there was no oomph. There was like, it was a good fight. It was a decent, it was a good fight, but like,
yeah, but you know what's better than a good fight?
Like
a story with a good fight
right?
at the end.
Yes. Thank you.
That ties back to the story.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Right?
Wouldn't it be nice if they made films with stories?
One day. We can only hope.
Yeah. And this happens and then this happens and this happens and then something blows up and then they fight. Isn't a story.
No, it was disappointing because it was only okay.
Yeah.
I think I would have been happier if it was bad. But like this was like mediocre and it just felt like it deserved so much more. Anyway, that's
And I like Tom Hardy. He's a good
He's great. He's Tom good. Hardy's great. Yeah. Is that your Tom Hardy impression?
My friend John does the best Bane impression. I was doing Bane.
Bane Tom is, Hardy someone was. Described Bane as Darth, as Sean Connery playing Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you'll have my permission to die. Well, that's a horrible Bane.
That wasn't too bad.
That wasn't too bad?
Yeah.
I think you did it better. You have to cover your mouth.
Miss Spider Partner.
I'm sorry, listener. We've kind of really gone off
this. How did we go from a prehistoric goose to Bane, Sean Connery, Darth Vader combo?
Pretty easily, it seems. Yeah. So go back to this, the Venom goose.
Venom goose. Well, that's kind of it, really. It was just a big shit.
So when it died off with all the dinosaurs, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. There was no space. The times had moved on. There was no space for a hell goose anymore.
It's like 5 foot. Can you just picture a 5 foot tall fucking venom goose attacking you?
With teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That travels through the water like a torpedo.
Well, just don't go in the fucking water, but like still. Yeah, that'd be. No, geese are assholes enough.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
Hesperornis. It is me, your mortal enemy, Tinnitus. You may prowl the seas, but I prowl the inner ear.
Yep.
There you go.
That happened. That was
there you go.
Thank you for that little mini drama. That's great.
It's a better story than
Carnage. Yeah.
Intergalactic Hell Goose meets Lobe Dweller. There's literally a huge film franchise with a talking raccoon. You can do anything these days.
Right?
You can do anything. A tree who's friends with a raccoon and they go through
in
space.
And they go through space on adventures like, together. Yeah.
So you literally
and
do a
that
film.
That was a way better story than Venom Let There Be Carnage.
Exactly.
Way better.
Yeah, exactly. So you're literally, there are no limits to what kind of stories you can tell, which
right?
is good.
Just try
but
one.
Somehow people still forget to tell one. Yeah. Anyway.
What do I remember from Venom Let There Be Carnage? One of the main characters is always hungry, and then they get mad at each other because he wouldn't let the other one eat because he was hungry. And then they got into a big fight at the end.
Yeah, you wouldn't let them eat people.
Okay, well, there's that specific thing, sure.
Also, I don't know why they're making Venom a hero.
Yeah, he's an anti-hero in the comics. He's not like a straight-up villain in the comics. He's kind of like the Punisher. You know, the Punisher is like, I'm a good guy because I kill bad people. And all the really good superheroes out there are like, you can't do that, man. Stop. He's like, fuck you. I'm going to do it anyway. And that's like the anti-hero. He kills bad guys. And same with Venom. Venom's like, Venom does what the fuck he wants. He has his own sense of, his own code of justice by killing and eating bad people.
Right? You know a lot about the moral stances of the Marvel Universe.
Well, yeah, I like comics.
This does sound like a lot of other podcasts. This sounds like 90%
of other podcasts. We're sorry, listener.
Yeah, yeah.
tell us more about this demon goose.
Next week, we'll talk about Batman. Is it just a billionaire beating up poor people? Discuss. Anyway.
Jeff Bezos just shows up in a cape at one of his warehouses and starts backhanding his
employees.
Jeff
Bezos spent loads of money on weapons, like a car and a base, and just drove out into the night throwing knives that stick in the legs of people who were like stealing to feed themselves.
I'd respect him more than I do now. He's like, he's just, at the moment, he's just an asshole for just to be an asshole. God, what a mess.
Luckily for us, he spent all his money building a intergalactic penis instead. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this has been a weird episode.
I know. I don't know what's going on. So anyway,
it's mystery night. Mystery night got into our heads.
Yeah, the night of thread. Once you've been turned inside out,
it's got to fuck with your head a little bit.
The night of thread, you get a thin metal wire and some beaver meat.
Oh, right, the beaver meat. You thread the metal wire through the beaver meat.
You wear it around your neck.
Yep.
And if you're brave and tough.
Yeah. And fire resistant.
then it means that the meat gets cooked.
You have to lean over a fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lean over a fire in order to cook the beaver meat.
And it'll be nicely safe to eat because you've killed all the bacteria in the beaver meat. However, if you're weak and timid, afraid of fire or flammable, or inflammable is the same thing.
I know, isn't that weird?
What about unflammable?
I think unflammable is actually the opposite of inflammable.
And flammable. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. And you lean back, so your meat won't cook properly, and there's a danger that you'll get beaver parasites in your semicolon.
Which is just half of your regular colon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people choose to eat the wire itself.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Purists.
Yep.
But
enjoy the night of thread tonight, people. Enjoy. Find your beaver meat. I'm sure you've got it all ready to go thawing on the kitchen counter well in advance. Season it well with paprika or whatever you like. Let us know how you do tomorrow and how delicious your beaver meat was. And
if be brave. Take the heat. That's what I say. Just use that as be brave. Take the heat. Be brave. Take the heat. Be brave. Take the heat.
Are you going to try to turn this into a slogan?
Be brave. Take the heat.
Yeah. Wonderful fuck
taste,
agrees.
Taste the rainbow. Be brave. Take the heat. So
wonderful fuck. Wear your beaver meat.
Tomorrow we're back behind the paywall where all the good stuff happens.
And we don't talk about Marvel movies.
It'll just be all the stuff you want. None of the comic shit. Recent Jesse review movies. Tell you what, we'll do a movie review.
Two white men with opinions on movies.
Wow, what is Tim Burton thinking? I don't know, whatever.
That was good. It was another good Canadian accent. That was well done. Yeah.
I should be working on my Canadian accent.
I think you are.
Do you know what happened the other day? I was trying to find my, what was it called? I was trying to find an address, and it was called Butcher Lane.
That's a great name.
And I was like,
I'm getting some weird deja vu.
Hey, Google,
right now,
give me directions to Butcher Lane. And it didn't understand me. It was like,
okay.
I kept doing it over and Butcher Lane. I kept doing my clearest voice I could, and then I went Butcher Lane, and I got it right first time. So I am practicing my Canadian voice. It's just so vocal recognition software can understand me.
That's so funny.
How long till Butcher Lane?
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Canada, Reese.
I went to Toronto to drink some water. I went to Toronto to drink some water. That's the difference.
You just soften
the teeth.
Spot on. There we it's go. Great.
I'm a Canadian. There we go. Sorry, Canadians. Sorry, all of you.
All of you, all of them.
Yeah, except me. Tomorrow, paywall, good stuff, bye, wafuckak, threads, etc. See you soon.
That could have been the whole episode right there. Just summed up in 5 seconds.
Hal Goose, Carnage, Tom Hardy. Bye.
Bye. Wonderful wafuckak, everybody. We love you.
We love you.